When someone dies, we spend some time thinking about what part they played in our lives. And when I stop to think of Marjorie and the years that I knew her, I suddenly realised that I was in awe of this woman. And I couldn't for a start explain why. And then I thought, because there were two absolutes in Marjorie, her absolute faith and her absolute devotion and service to her family and her church. Her faith was not something that she would bargain with. It was just Marjorie. And as for her family, many years ago in this parish, when it became too difficult for her to cope with putting Peter to bed at night, we had a roster where people went down to help her. And so Alan and the boys would go down when it was our turn. And one night, none of the boys were available. And so I went down with Alan. And I couldn't get over what this woman was having to do each day, day by day, for her son. As well as this, at the same time, she really didn't want me to go into the bedroom of Peter's bedroom, because I think she thought it might be embarrassing for him. So she struggled and helped with Alan. When they came out of the room, we went into the living area, and there was the table absolutely covered with cellophane, pipe cleaners, glitter, you name it, all the things for making decorations, because she was busy making Christmas decorations for our church fair. And that was Marjorie. She was the church fair for many years. She spent all the Friday before the fair arranging the stalls, helping people, sometimes giving help when they didn't think they wanted it, but she knew what she wanted, and she always ran the plant stall. And so my other memories of Marjorie are the plants she used to put in little pots and get started for us, or the seedlings she grew, and her beautiful begonias. As well as the church fair, which she was very much involved with, of course she was in our AAW and a very loyal member of that. And she was also, with Joe Steele, responsible for the setting up of the monthly Sunday lunches. And we will all remember Marjorie's large pots of potatoes and her large pots of beautiful soup in the winter. And so Marjorie will give you thanks for all you did for us and for your family, and of course for your God. Now, a while ago we had a day where fellowship met together, and we were sharing poems and readings that we particularly liked. And this one that I had read at my brother's funeral, Marjorie came up to me afterwards and said she really liked it. So I'd like to finish with this paraphrase of Philippians 1. Tears are for the washing away of grief. Hope is for the building of dreams. Love is the tender life force that conquers death. Hold fast to dreams, for if dreams die, life is a broken winged bird that cannot fly. Hold fast to dreams, for when dreams go, life is a barren field frozen with snow. It is not surprising that we cling so tenaciously to this earthly life, for it is all that our senses can comprehend. Nevertheless, if only we knew what God has in store for us, we would be able to face death completely unafraid. For the moment, however, our responsibilities lie here on earth. Let us then, with courage and joy, live that life for others, which is our high calling, in Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Would anyone else like to speak? It's not compulsory.
I haven't written this down, so I might not do it as well as I could have. But I first knew Marjorie well when I came here in 1991, and in 1992 we began a meditation group, which changed its format somewhat over the years. But we met at 9 o'clock in the morning in the lounge, and then went to the Eucharist at the Thursday morning. And in the winter, we met after the Eucharist because it was a wee bit cold in the church. We met in the lounge until one season, when it was actually time for us to go in the early part of the morning. There was a ballet group who wanted to use our hall, so Grace thought this was a brilliant opportunity to get some more money for the church, and she signed the ballet group up. And Marjorie very generously invited us to go to her place. Her son Peter had died, and she was a little more able to do that, and I think she was seeking new things too. When we've been doing this for some time, and she stayed a member of the group right until very recently. She even had us up to visit in in Francis Hodgkin's home. But before that, I was wondering at one stage whether we were getting on the wrong track or something, and so I asked Father Carl what he thought about what we were doing, and he said, "Listen, with Marjorie Palmer and Joan Dutton, you can't possibly go astray." So, the other thing I was going to say is that the meditation group set up the library at the request of one of the parishioners and the vestry, and she took a great part in that. She contributed at least 30 books, if not more, in the beginning of that time. She was very hospitable, and she was always a good person to talk to. She had very wise advice. She was encouraging. Thank you, Marjorie, for all that you did for us.
Anybody else? I had my say at the funeral, and I'm just going to make one point now. You know, tomorrow in our assessment of the past 12 months of the parish's life, we'll be looking at the finances and the services and the admin arrangements. There's something that never quite gets assessed or reckoned with or analysed at those sorts of gatherings. And it's what I call the hidden spiritual capital of the parish, the kind of reserve of merit it holds with God, because there are often people of mature years in a congregation's life with a deep faith and a deep prayer life that undergirds so much of what the parish does. And that's one of the hidden treasures of St. Peter's Caversham, the fact that there are people who are close to God and want to be close to the heart of Jesus, and who's are pursuing the disciplined search for holiness. Marjorie was certainly one of those people. She was one of our generators of spiritual capital with God, which is perhaps the most important asset any parish ever has. And I hope and pray that in the years ahead, other people will come forward to also join those people who, by prayers of intercession and by the search for closeness with God, contribute in so many ways, so many rich ways, to the life of the parish and to what really matters with it.